I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. 404-892-2703. Okay. As you know, last week on Friday, Dr. F. Keith Slaughter called into the show after he says an employee at a local Exxon station pulled out a semi-automatic weapon after a dispute. He called it to the program. He talked about the experience. And that is when I decided, after leaving my radio shift, I would go and have a conversation with the owner or manager of the establishment. Well, I did exactly that. I'm a man of my word. And I went down there, and it was not a pleasant conversation, to say the least. But the owner did reach out. Now, protests have been happening since Friday. The owner did reach out over the weekend. And as I told him, I told you all, I agreed to have a meeting with the owner. Multiple individuals from the community, some people that all of us respect, reached out to me to vouch for the character of the owner. I took the meeting. This happened yesterday. I decided that we would meet at a This Is It restaurant. He came to the meeting. He did bring his attorney. I did inform them that I would not meet with the attorney and him, but would definitely continue a meeting with him alone. The attorney dismissed himself from that conversation, allowed us to talk, and then we all talked later once the owner and I reached an agreement moving forward. Today, I have the owner in the studio. I have the attorney in the studio, and I also have the young lady who I first encountered at the store. If you have seen the video, this is the young lady that I encountered at the store during my first attempt to interact with the owner. So let me welcome Asif Khan, owner of Exxon. Thank you for being on the show. How are you?
I'm honored. Thank you for having me here, sir.
Okay. And we have your attorney, Hakeem Hilliard of Hilliard Starkey Law. And I know Brother Hakeem, known him, great reputation. Without being said, man, you have great character.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you very much for having us here.
Also, the young lady that I met upon my first appearance at the establishment, she is here as well, Ms. Zion Burhan. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thank you.
Good. Let's get a little closer to that microphone. Okay. Thank you for being here. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Okay. Let me start with the incident that took place that a lot of people have now seen on video. And that incident was between myself and you, Ms. Zion.
Yes.
Right? And when I went in there, obviously I'm coming into a situation where I don't know how long you've been at the store. I assume you have been made aware of what happened, and I came in with an individual recording me, and that's really to protect everybody so that everything we say and do is completely on record. I believed that you were very rude to me because I did attempt to pass on information to the owner, and you slid my card back. I'm okay with the conversation. I'm okay with you not really feeling us being there, but when I made the attempt to hand you my card and slide my card to you, I thought that was really the place where professionalism broke down.
To begin with, I didn't know who you are. I was there like 30 minutes ago. I was not fully know about the situation. I was brand new like you. I was just walked in. I was supposed to be there at 11. I came late around 12:30. So one of the protesters on the parking lot, he told me about the situation. I didn't know. So I walked in. I was not fully understand about the situation. You came with your concerned citizens. You walked in. To begin with, I didn't know who you are. I didn't know the people. I didn't feel like, you know, I mean, if you recall, I asked you why you're recording me. Because, I mean, I was so irritated.
Right. And my response was, he's recording me.
But he was also recording me. My voice, my picture was all over the media. So, that's the reason I was so, I mean, you asked me a question, do we have a gun? Which we don't have a gun at the store. I was telling you the truth, but you seems like you made me feel like I was telling a lie. But I told you the whole truth that I know at that situation. I didn't know anything about the whole situation. I just came to the store 30 minutes ago. So...
Well, you're the one who said it was your word against my word, okay?
Meaning you keep saying that you guys have a weapon. I keep saying that, you know, I mean, we don't have any weapon.
Right, and so. That's when I clarified that the individual had the weapon.
But I didn't know anything about the situation.
I understand that.
That's why I was so irritated.
Remember, you serve that local community.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what day it is. It doesn't matter what you've gone through. It doesn't matter how long you have been there or not been there.
Mm-hmm.
When someone from the community says, this is my complaint, this is what's going on, there's an elder of the community, kill that music, CJ. There's an elder of the community who has been violated, according to him, by an employee or a colleague that you work with. It is then your responsibility as a professional who cares about that local community, to say, you know what, I don't know what happened, but let me tell you what I can do. If you give me your card, I will make sure the owner contacts you. That is all it would have taken.
That was my mistake, but I was irritated.
Well, we were irritated. Understand that our irritation came from somebody that we have a lot of respect for, a college professor, a broadcaster, a pastor, telling us that a semi-automatic weapon had just been pulled on him. So, madam, my frustration trumped yours at the moment, and I kept it in check pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So frustration is not your excuse to be unprofessional to me or anybody else.
Very true. I agree. But I didn't know anything about the situation. That's the thing. But I apologize again for my behavior. I mean, I take full responsibility. I already apologized over the phone.
You did. You apologized to me after our meeting yesterday.
Again,
yes.
Again, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I apologize for
my
actions.
Sister, I accept your apology. I do.
Thank you.
We have all been unprofessional at a time in our lives. Okay, I accept your apology. But I did want you to see the bigger picture, that this is not just about Slaughter. This is not just about me. This is about overall, when the community has a concern, we just got to pause a moment and address it.
Very true.
That's all. We just got to say, okay, you know what? Let me put the pause button up because I need to figure out what's going on here. The owner is here. We're going to talk to Mr. Khan on the other side. And listeners, just so you know, I found Mr. Khan to be a very pleasant individual, okay?
Thank you.
We're going to go to a break and talk about the agreements that Mr. Khan has made moving forward because of the situations that have taken place between his employee or employees and the community. And we're going to talk about what is happening to the employee at the middle of this. Okay. We got that on the other side. You don't want to miss it. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, News and Talk 1380 WAOK. What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the Realest Man on Radio in the studio. I have with me the owner of the Exxon that we have been discussing since last Friday. Mr. Asif Khan is in the studio. Also, one of the employees that I ran into upon my first interaction, Ms. Zion, is here. And the attorney for Mr. Khan and this local Exxon, Mr. Hakeem Hilliard of Hilliard Starkey Law. And thank you all for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Let me get to the deliverables, okay? At the center of this is the accusation against one of your employees that he pulled out a semi-automatic weapon on Dr. F. Keith Slaughter. That is the allegation currently.
I'm still investigating that right now. Employee is suspended as of today. And I really want to apologize to Mr. Keith Slaughter for the inconvenience he had Friday morning. And we're looking to meet Mr. Slaughter and apologize to him personally as well. And this is not the type of business we do. We've been on that property for about 10 years now, doing business. And this is not how I train these people to come in and behave in my store. And we're not going to tolerate that. There's going to be zero tolerance on that.
Once you conclude your investigation, I understand it. You have to dot your I's, cross your T's, okay? But in you pursuing this full investigation, if you find that this employee did, in fact, act in a way that was such as described, would you have any problem firing that employee?
No, not at all. I'll fire him.
Okay. All right. Some other things we discussed yesterday was your reinvestment back into the local community. You have agreed to make a $10,000 investment into the local community starting in 2020. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir, that is.
And you, according to you and a few others, you do work with community partnerships, nonprofits, things like that. But this would mark a bigger splash, bigger impact.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to work with the community, sir.
Okay. So we got $10,000 as an investment in the 2020 cycle for your business.
Yes.
Employee suspended pending full investigation will be fired upon information bearing what Dr. Slaughter said. You will also open up your store property for local vendors to use it during the 2020 year, correct?
That is correct. We have local vendors now that are supplying to our store, and I won't have any problem with that. That's not an issue at all.
So now we're talking about increasing your local vendors.
Yes.
With the local Exxon. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Also, moving forward, you have agreed to hire locally in the local community.
Yes, sir. Yes, I did, sir.
Beyond that, today at 3 p.m., you are meeting with protesters, and you're going to actually break bread with them.
Definitely. We're going to meet them 3 o'clock today and get to know them and, you know, show appreciation and to see if they can end this and, you know, to assure them nothing like this will happen again.
All right. I want to
also apologize to them.
Thank you. And I want to make sure we're clear for the record so that everyone listening, we're on the same page, is recorded and you agree to it. $10,000 investment into the 2020 cycle for the community. Mandatory sensitivity training for all of your employees. Employee suspended pending full investigation will be fired if you determine that what Dr. Slaughter said is true actually happened. You are now opening up your store to local vendors to vend at your property, with your property, and you're hiring locally from the local community moving forward. And at 3 p.m. today, you are meeting directly with those protesters who have been tirelessly advocating and representing the community since Friday.
Definitely, sir.
You and I had a chance to talk about a little more than just the deliverables. And I want to tell you, I appreciate you being open and willing to do what you need to do to earn your trust back with those that may feel violated right now, okay? I told you yesterday that I've had a lot of these meetings in my life. And typically, the individual on the other side of that meeting is not as willing and concerned about the community as you were. That actually surprised me. It was a pleasant surprise, but it surprised me. And then I got to learn a little bit more about your background. Something really amazing happened, and I bring the attorney in on this one because, Hakeem, when I dismissed you, brother, from the meeting, the waitress came to the table. And I want to say this, man. I hope you understand why I did tell you I would not meet with you and him.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's a rule I've had for a very long time. Anytime you go into a negotiation, and if you're the only person and there are other people on the other side, I don't know how that conversation can be misrepresented. I need people with me if we're going to do that. And so you did leave. You went to the other side of the restaurant. Him and I had a conversation. But then the waitress, And I see this waitress every time I go to this particular This Is It. I go there often. He recognized the waitress. And at first, I thought he was trying to run game. Because he said, hey, how you doing? She said, hey, how you doing? You know, like, I don't know you, but I'm acting like I do know you. And he said, you don't remember me? And she was like, no. He said, didn't you live over in Mechanicsville? She said, yeah. And then you gave the year. What year was it?
That was back in 99, 2000 year.
99 or 2000?
Yes, sir.
What impressed me, man, is that roughly 20 years has passed. Not only did he remember this waitress, whom I've known for about 5 years because she has worked there for a long time. Not only did he know the waitress, he remembered the family. He remembered one individual who passed away, and they started reminiscing on that person that came to the store a lot. Man, that really shifted something in me. Because to think, man, this guy remembers a person from 20 years ago that patronized his establishment. And that's what Hakeem was trying to tell me about you before I met you.
Yeah, and let me just say, I appreciate your leadership on this issue. You know, it's a result-oriented kind of leadership that's got us to the table today. So I really appreciate that, first of all. And I've represented Asif and his brother Yasser and his cousin Fazal for several years, but it's rare that I'm going to go sit down and vouch for someone's character. I know these guys, and they're good people. And I'm glad that the direction that you're giving him, because I think the agreement that's been negotiated, you should know and the community should know, that's just the baseline.
Right.
He's willing to be a partner. Former Councilman Ivory Young, who was in that district,
yes,
was a regular customer and a confidant, and gave a lot of direction to him about the operation of the store and making changes. And I think that's one of the gaps, because we don't have a relationship at that store with the current councilman, Antonio Brown.
We're going to change that today.
We want to fix that.
Yes.
But, yeah, we appreciate everything you're doing. And he and his family are just wonderful people. You know, their story is a good one. And he has relationships like the one you described all throughout the Atlanta, really.
Yeah. And, Asif, you and I talked about your mother, how your mother has been very concerned about you lately because this has been pressing on your mind. I'm just happy that it has been on your mind.
Yeah, it's on it's actually on everybody's in our family. You know, my mother been praying for me, you know, which I think it got me to this talk. Because
your mother is a devout Muslim. She prays for you five times a day.
She prays five times a day. She's a good, strong Muslim woman. And she's praying for me. Even when I got home yesterday, when she saw me worried, she started crying again last night.
Wow.
And she's been up since 5 a.m. today praying for me.
Yeah.
Because she knows whatever I have is by working hard. You know, that's the only thing I've done all my life is worked hard.
Remember what I told you yesterday, that when you hire people, you have to look at a few variables. You have to look at if they share your vision, if they share your capacity, and if they share your values. Vision, capacity, and values. And when you have people that work for you that do not share your values, things like this are bound to happen.
True.
Okay? All right. I'm satisfied with the agreement moving forward. I know it's a baseline agreement. I'm thankful that you're willing to remain in the community and continue to give back to the community as it should be. All right?
Thank you, Mr. Rashad. And also want to apologize to you for any inconvenience that you had the other day in our store.
Oh, it's fine, man. All right. I brushed that off after I left the store. Okay. All right. I appreciate it. I understand the sister was upset and didn't know what was going on. But once she apologized to me yesterday, I was cool with it. All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than Dr. Slaughter. And what you have demonstrated today is that you know that, because you are giving back to the community in a major way, hiring locally now, 3 p.m. meeting with the protesters. You're opening your property now for local vendors only. You have suspended the individual who is at the middle of this pending full investigation, and we'll fire him if you bear out the facts, and a mandatory sensitivity training and $10,000 into the local community. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. You're getting real with the Realest Man on Radio, News and Talk, 1380 WAOK.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.